And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
University of Missouri Children's Hospital is starting a new program to benefit the families of their tiniest patients. The Telehealth Love and Care Project, or TLC, will allow families of patients in the hospital's newborn intensive care unit an opportunity to see their baby when they cannot physically be there. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. John Perdales, a neonatologist and medical director of the hospital's pediatric transport service. Dr. Perdales, how does the TLC program or project work?
The way it'll work, either when the transport team goes to a local hospital to pick up the patient, or if mom comes here with her baby and has her baby here, we will give her a link that she'll click on, and she'll have to fill out some information, like her name, email address, and then some requirements. Does she have a laptop? Does the laptop have a camera? Does she have internet access? And once she fills all that out, if she has all those requirements, then she will get an email back from us stating you've signed up for this program. All she'll have to do is then call us and say, I would like to see my baby, and we will give her a password at that time, and then she'll enter it on the link that she received in the email, and she will be able to see her baby, kind of like Skype, through the internet.
That was my next question. What technology do you use to make this project happen?
The Children's Miracle Network provided 20 iPads to the NICU, and we're going to use those iPads and place them on top of the incubators that the babies are in so that the camera from the iPad is what mom can visualize her baby with. We also got speakers that we could attach to the iPad so that mom can then read or sing or whatever she'd like to do to her baby, and her baby will be able to hear her. She won't be able to hear the baby, but she'll be able to see the baby because it's only a one-way speaker system that we have on these iPads. On the mom's end, she needs to have a laptop that has a camera built in, or a camera of some type that we could see her through. And then she has to have internet access. And we're telling them not to use their cell phones because the system will rack up minutes on their cell phone. But if they have internet, they have unlimited use of the internet, then they can do it on there.
Who can access the video of the babies? Is it just mom and dad?
Right. We are limiting to mom and dad. And so each time the password changes, and so it has to be on a case by case. The password will change, like I said, every time so that, you know, the parents won't know what password to enter until they actually call and talk to the nurse.
How do patients or the families of patients, the mom and dad, how do they access this project, or how do they make a request to be able to see their child?
There's two ways of doing it. When my transport team goes to pick up the baby, the parents are given a packet of information, and one of the sheets in there tells them how to access the link. The other way is if you go to the Children's Hospital website, on the website there's a little box that you can click on, and that'll take you directly out to the link so you can sign up for the program.
Can mothers or fathers access the program from another healthcare facility? And I ask that because in some cases, as I understand it, the mother would be in one hospital and the baby might have been transported to Children's Hospital.
That's kind of what started the idea to begin with. We would have moms that would have a C-section, emergency C-section, to deliver this baby, and the team would go out there, get the baby, and many times if she had like general anesthesia, she might still be asleep and never have a chance to see her baby, and the team takes the baby and comes here to Columbia. And so by having this program, she'll be able to see her babies through a laptop in the hospital that she's at and see her baby right away as soon as she wakes up from her anesthesia. And so, as again, part of the Children's Medical Network project that we got funded last year, our top 15 hospitals are getting laptops provided to them from Children's Miracle Network to do just that.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing Children's Hospital's new TLC project. Is there any limit to how far away a parent can be for this to work?
No, they could be anywhere in the world. And that was another reason that we kind of thought about this idea, was many times we have patients that are transfer to our hospital from Fort Leonard Wood, and one of their parents might be overseas in deployment. And so if they have internet access, they can sign up for this. They can call us on the phone. We'll patch them in, and then they could see their baby anytime, anywhere, from anywhere in the world. If you're a little 24-weeker, that means you're going to spend about 16 weeks in our NICU. And if you're a 30-weeker, it'll be about 10 weeks. So, yes, a lot of our babies spend a lot of time in our unit. And so for some families, because of other commitments, they have other children they have to care for. They have a finite amount of time that they could take off from work. What we encourage the parents to do is, once mommy is feeling well enough, go back to work and then save her maternity leave to when the baby goes home. And so then they only can come and visit after work or on the weekends, depending on how far away they are. And so this would be a great opportunity for them, that if they have internet access at work or at home, they can be able to see their babies daily from wherever they are. And then making those trips down here to see them don't have to be as frequent, and then they can save their time to be off when the baby can actually go home.
I would imagine that there are certain limits as to how many times a day and what those lengths are, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For now, we're saying they could only view the baby for 30 minutes and maybe twice a day. And then we'll see how the demand is and how much time commitment it is on the part of the nurses to do this, and we might be expanding it in the future. But for now, we're limiting it to that.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Perdales from Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.